the three major world powers, Russia, China, and the United States, all have interests in this part of the world.
Russia may not have interest in Trinidad and Tobago, economic interest,
but Russia would have economic interest in Venezuela. Russia has economic interest in Guyana, and, you know, in the bauxite industry and so on. So there, and then China, of course, has economic interest in all the countries in this region. So our foreign policy, persons who craft our foreign policy, have to take into consideration, you know, the evolving landscape, the evolging geopolitical landscape, how it bears on the region.